White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt and the Spanish Foreign Minister issued contradictory statements about whether Spain backed down from its refusal to allow the Pentagon to use two Spanish military bases in the war against Iran. Leavitt claimed Spain reversed itself after President Trump threatened to cut off all trade with the country.
With respect to Spain, I think they heard the president's message yesterday loud and clear. And it's my understanding over the past several hours they've agreed to cooperate with the U.S. military.
Spain's Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez was quick to set the record straight.
Sobre la guerra en Oriente Medio y los bombardeos en Irán, sobre el uso de nuestras bases.
Álvarez rejected Leavitt's claim and said when it comes to the war, the bombardment of Iran, and the use of Spanish bases, Spain's position has not changed a bit.
No ha cambiado en absoluto.
Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez said earlier in the day, in response to Trump's threat to cut off trade with his country, that the question was not whether to support Iran's Ayatollahs. Nobody supports them, he said. But Sanchez also warned against playing Russian roulette with millions of lives. He said he was summing up Spain's position in four words.
En definitiva, la posición del gobierno de España se resume en cuatro palabras: no a la guerra.
No to war, he said. Spain's conservative and right-wing parties have attacked Sanchez's position. Spain is the only European Union ally to unequivocally denounce the U.S. war on Iran and to refuse military cooperation with it. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.